AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama delivers remarks at today's funeral for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau.
The vice president asked Obama to speak at the service in Wilmington, and aides say the president was gratified. Spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama's grown close to all the Bidens during his White House years and got to know Beau Biden and will celebrate Biden's life, including his stints in Iraq and as Delaware's attorney general.
Talking in a personal way about his knowledge of who Beau was, about his character, about the way that he felt about his family, about the way that he felt about his country.
Earnest says Obama's been working with speechwriters on what he hopes will be a powerful tribute to Biden, who died last week of brain cancer, age 46. Mark Smith at the White House.
A Montana woman says she told the FBI that former House Speaker Dennis Hastert sexually abused her brother in high school, where Hastert was a teacher and wrestling coach. Gary Matlock, who was also coached by Hastert, tells us.
He's not been convicted of anything yet, so he's still innocent. So I'm just going to just play it neutral and wait for everything to come to a head.
A federal indictment last week said Hastert paid more than $3 million to someone to stay silent. After more than 30 years in prison, some of that time on North Carolina's death row, Henry McCollum and his brother Leon Brown were freed last September. Their convictions for rape and murder of an 11-year-old girl overturned when DNA evidence showed another man had committed the crime. McCollum and Brown will now get up to $750,000 each from the state, but McCollum says his pardon by the governor.
It ain't about money. You know, it was about just being able to see that I was innocent of the crime.
The man now linked to the rape and murder is already serving life for a similar attack. This is AP Radio News. Tens of thousands of people packed a stadium in Sarajevo, Bosnia for Pope Francis' Mass today. Francis is urging Bosnia's Muslims and Orthodox and Catholics to put the deep wounds of their devastating three-way civil war during the 1990s behind them and to work together for a peaceful future for their country. In about an hour, Serena Williams takes center court for the women's final in the French Open.
She hasn't been in her best this past fortnight, has battled illness, but Serena Williams is on the cusp of a 20th Grand Slam singles title. In her way is 28-year-old Czech left-hander Lucy Safarova, playing in her first Grand Slam final. Williams has won all eight of their previous encounters and has won 16 of the 19 sets they've played. The American is a resounding favourite, but Safarova's in the form of her life, beating defending champ Maria Sharapova on the way to the final. Matt Brown, Paris.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.